This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us via our toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As the body count over in France has eclipsed 160, according to the headline over a Drudge Report. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
James,
DJ the Spy.
And so you're still welcome to comment on that. We've actually spent the first 2 hours of the show, but you might just be tuning in and you've got something to say. You're welcome to join us and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. But we're going to cover other things here tonight, including we're going to get local now. So we started international in France, and now we're going to talk
probably
about...
It's probably a national trend, but we're seeing it locally, and we think it's funny, and so that's why we're going to comment on it.
Right.
Well, we can tie it in. I mean, basically...
this could be happening in your town. This is likely already happened or could be happening right now.
Yeah, so I mean, for those of you who don't know, we like to show up to the locals' Keene City planning meetings, and they always roll their eyes when we show up, because anytime we show up, those boring meetings get a heck of a lot more interesting with Ian there figuring out what stunt we're going to pull on Cheshire County TV. And so the chief of fire department get up there and he says, well, you know, the standards of growing protection for fire departments is growing. We need more and more protection. So we need bulletproof vests, Kevlar helmets. What else did they
want? James, you've actually got the list.
Yeah, so basically they applied for this 2015 Homeland Security Grant Program Award-Competitive Award. And it's basically that... You know, they're asking for funds that will allow us, meaning the fire department, to expand our response and training capabilities when dealing with medical calls during active shooting incidents. And the fire chief basically testified that, yes, you know, this is the new Homeland Security standard, so we need to get this equipment. And the equipment consists of basically $35,000. It includes things like flag vest and ballistics helmets. And a tactical...
Or the fire department.
That's right.
All kinds of, like shooting medical supplies and just all kinds of stuff. And one of the counselors was saying, like, it's basically militarization of the police.
Except for the fire department.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we already militarized the police. The police have long anti-tank rockets and tanks and MRAPs. Now we're moving on to the police department, or the fire department. Said, yeah, when's the fire department? They need a tank with, like, a little water turret on it in case there's a shooter. And I thought, this is...
In case of protesters, you mean.
Yeah, and of course, the wonderful thing about this is, oh, it's free money. I love how the politicians, the Keene City Council, was like, this is free money from the federal government. And of course, we have to get up there and be like, where did the federal government get the money? Like, yeah, okay, we agree the city of Keene isn't paying for it through the taxpayers, but it's coming from a grant from the state of New Hampshire. Well, where did the state of New Hampshire get the money?
Okay, wait, you're conflating two different issues. So what you're talking about there was
the drug
task
force.
A proposal to get $30,000 from the state of New Hampshire, $40,000 from the state of New Hampshire.
But the same argument applies to both, and that would be, oh, you know, we're not paying for this. The Department of Homeland Security is giving us free money to give us flak jackets and bulletproof vests for our firefighters. I'm like, well, no, they're not. Where did the federal government get the money? The federal government
from
gets the money from the taxpayers of the city of Keene.
Or they printed it out, one or the other.
You know, I was kind of thinking, too, after the fact, you know, they're saying, oh, we're meeting the new standard, right, that Homeland Security is pushing. Well, what happens when the standard is, okay, like now the fire department needs M16
guns,
and they need a Bearcat, and who else, you know, they need all these things.
Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, if they can justify giving military helmets and flak jackets to the fire department, and the excuse used... Because you're right, TJ, there was one counselor, it wasn't the full city council, it was a panel of them, it was like a committee. So it was five city councilors. One of the five seemed to question this. It was actually the
like,
same
guy.
Like,
when are we going to give them armored plows and armored tanks in the fire department?
That was pretty funny, actually, when he said that. But so this is actually the same guy who was the vote against the Bearcat. Years ago, in 2012, when the Keene City Council was looking to accept a $270,000 grant from the federal government to buy this Bearcat, this armored truck, basically, this armored personnel carrier for the police. This one guy, Terry Clark, was the only guy to oppose the Bearcat, and that started all this controversy where Keene got national headlines, and you know, we, the activists in town, helped petition against this thing, and so he was the guy who spoke out in, with concerns about this, and the response from the fire chief was, you know, the justification for this was that in some place, I think it was in New York, there was someone who called the fire department with like a false call, or maybe he actually set a fire. I think he actually did set a fire. He set a fire, called the fire department, and then proceeded to shoot them upon their arrival.
It doesn't even make sense because I don't think they're going to take this out every call. They're not going to...
The body armor?
Yeah,
no, I guarantee you what will happen. They will get this body armor, and then they will sit in their lockers, mm-hmm. because every call they go on, there won't be an active shooter. And then one day, somewhere in America, there will be an active shooter, and the police will be... Or the firemen will be like, darn it, we left all of our ballistic armor back at the station house because we weren't expecting... They're not going to be wearing this every call because body armor is bulky. It's heavy.
They're already wearing huge amounts of equipment and very heavy coats.
Right. You know, another thing is like let's take this France situation. Like, okay, pretty much worst case scenario, like suicide bombers, bombs going off, multiple gunmen. Like, I wonder how many firefighters were shot in France. I mean,
good question.
I'm willing to bet zero. So even in like the worst case possible scenario you can imagine.
Right. They've given one example of some psychopath who decided he was going to shoot some firemen. And if that were to happen again, let's say the psychopath is aware that the firemen have flak jackets and could
be
wearing...
He's just going to use a Barrett MA2 50 caliber sniper round. That'll go right through any level 4 body armor.
Or
you know,
just sit outside the fire department and pick them off.
Yeah.
Like, work. I mean, look. You know,
oh, terrorists. You're giving them terrorist ideas, Ian.
You know, it's not hard to think this stuff up, really, and so this was the only justification they had. It wasn't that there was any attack on a fireman in Keene. That hasn't happened, because if it did, the fire chief would certainly be pointing to something that happened in Keene as his example, but no, he had to give some random example of some fire department far, far away from here that was attacked by a nutcase one time as the justification for this, basically, the militarization of the fire department.
Like how far is this going to go? I mean, like, maybe we should just erect, like, a 1,000-foot tower in the center of town, and, like, they can have snipers up there. Like if you have, fire registration.
Well, what about the school buses? The school buses could be struck by a meteorite, and our precious little darlings on the way to the government indoctrination camps every day. So we need to have, like, meteorite shields above the school buses.
I mean, they should have turret gunners on the school buses. I mean, they could be attacked, you know, en route to the school, and, you know, there's all kinds
maybe,
of things.
Maybe you're right. And they should be buying body armor for all the students. I mean,
no, seriously, that's what they're saying. You're like, yeah, we need to...
This is proof they don't care about the kids, right? They only care about their government bureaucrats. Why aren't they trying to protect the students? I mean, they're the ones who are under the real threat. If you think about it, it's the schools where they have the regular attacks. Fire departments are hardly ever attacked by anyone ever.
Actually, my dad was a fireman, and he said that they were going to switch their uniforms from white to black, and they didn't want that because the Creve Coeur Fire Department in Missouri, they wore black as well. So anytime you showed up, if it was a drug dealer, you showed up in a white uniform, you knew they were paramedics or firemen, they didn't bother them. It was
less likely to get shot.
They said they didn't want the same color as the police officers, because the police officers, if the police officers showed up, they would possibly be in trouble if you rolled up on a drug deal. But I mean, that's the crazy, I mean, goodness gracious.
It's insane. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, I'm just ever surprised by these governments. I feel like I'd seen everything, and then all of a sudden now they want to militarize the fire department. And by the way, they voted for it.
It was five to zero. 5-0, yeah.
Because the one guy, Terry Clark, who was the guy who opposed the Bearcat, he had the political courage to oppose the Bearcat. He spoke out against this idea and then proceeded to be the guy who made the motion to accept the funds.
Well, I mean, if you look at it from his perspective, I mean, in defense of Terry Clark, look at it this way. If he were to vote no, and then all of a sudden there's a shooting where one of the firemen got killed and he voted against bulletproof armor for the fire department, that is the end of his political career. And the second is, what does it cost him to say yes? Okay, he approved yes to a $30,000 grant. There are 30,000 people in Keene. That is $1 per Keene citizen. And nobody in Keene is thinking about how...
Like 22,000 in Keene.
Well, you know, just $1 a person. Yeah. Work with me on the numbers, Ian. So, just, you know... Oh, we're getting
some
music.
Hold that thought. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Has this happened where you live? Maybe it has, but you didn't know it was happening. I mean, this is just good. Without us talking about this, and I know, James, you're talking about writing up something for freekeen.com, so I'm looking forward to that. That may be the first news story. I wonder if this is in the news anywhere else about this militarizing.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local gas station. Use the coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com. Where you will always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com. Giant, VAPES.com with coupon code FTL10.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just when you thought militarization of the police couldn't get more ridiculous, well, now they're militarizing the fire department. And I suspect this is happening maybe where you live, if it hasn't already happened, because you can better believe Keene, New Hampshire isn't on the initial cusp of this trend of militarizing the fire department. We just happened to be in a city council meeting last night where this issue was brought forward, where the fire department wanted, what was it, $30,000?
$30,000, $40,000, something like that.
Tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment from the federal government that it has a program with the Department of Homeland Security to give body armor
And black jackets and Kevlar helmets.
And battlefield medical supplies.
Battlefield trauma kits to the fire department for active shooter scenarios.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is just going to be great. Because you know what will happen is that equipment will sit in their lockers until one day there is an active shooter, and they're not going to have it with them. And so it's going to go to total waste.
And I'm pretty sure the Bearcat already has all this stuff on board. Like, when we toured the Bearcat, I think I remember, like, medical supplies and, you know, it's just like how much do you really need? It's overkill.
I am not sure if this news story here is legitimate. I'm going to look and see if it actually is. There is another, because I was saying, you know, how big is the news about the fire departments becoming militarized? Is this being reported anywhere? Because I'm thinking, James, you were talking about writing up a piece for Free Keene and, you know, announcing what we're talking about on the air tonight on our blog. Because previously, Keene has been sort of the pushback against militarizing police. This was the first town in America that had an organized front against the Bearcat. When the police department was looking to get the $270,000 from the federal government for this armored truck, it was Keene that was the first town ever to push back against it. Now, they went ahead and approved it anyway because they don't care what the people want. They care what the police want. But nonetheless, it was the first time that ever happened. They even brought the Lenco sales represent their head of sales.
Yeah, Lenco Bearcat.
Right. Lenco's the manufacturer. Their head of sales came to Keene to save the sale. He knew that it was looking bad, like there was a possibility.
Well, it wasn't a sale, it was a free gift, remember? So the program, the department...
Well, it was a sale for Lenco.
I mean,
Lenco, if Keene City Council said no, then they wouldn't have gotten Lenco would not have gotten the $270,000.
And, of course, I was incredible. I think, oh, goodness. When one of the reasons they listed that they needed the Bearcat was that every year they had the Pumpkin Fest.
That's right.
And so we were like, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then, of course, the Pumpkin Fest riots happened. And I was like, oh, son of a gun. Just the worst possible timing ever.
And they did bring the Bearcat out, but they parked it in a parking lot.
Yeah.
They didn't actually do anything with it.
You know, and the thing is, I'd like to point out, this is not free money. What'll happen is, yeah, sure, the vehicle will be free, but these vehicles need maintenance.
That's true. And
so when they break down, the city's going to have to pay for the maintenance, and they're never going to use it. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, this thing is going to sit.
Oh, they have used it. They brought it out the night when James got arrested. Not for James, but there was a suicidal guy.
Yeah,
who,
Matthew Snow.
Was going to kill himself. He ended up...
He did kill himself.
Yeah. And that was the reason they brought the Bearcat out, because of a suicidal guy, apparently. And there apparently have been another suicide incident.
Well, how did they deal with suicidal guys before the Bearcat? I mean, it's overkill. I mean, they basically had the guy surrounded with the SWAT team anyway, so...
I am not sure if this is a legitimate report. I'm going to double check on this. I think it may be, but there's a report over at callthecops.net. And I suspect it's not legit because it says America's 27th most trusted source for public safety news as their headline.
Yeah, that sounds kind of a parody or something.
Yeah, but they've got a fire department MRAF rescue truck here, and they've got a picture of it, so it could be a Photoshop, a very good Photoshop. We'll see if we can verify this. Otherwise, you know, we may be breaking this news, James, that the military or that there's a militarization of the fire department going on. And let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, thanks for taking my call again.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, the state of Vermont there was a news story that actually came out of the New York Daily News where the police chief told the Pentagon, said thanks but no thanks. Hey, the Pentagon had offered to supply them with these armored vehicles, and I sent you the story through the Facebook. This vehicle here is absolutely enormous. The fenders on this thing, there's a picture of a guy that's standing right beside it.
What do they call it? Do you know what it's called?
The head is.
Do you know what they call the vehicle?
Not telling me here, but it says right here, it says local police departments can apply for military hardware, like this hybrid vehicle, through the 1033 program.
Yeah.
The Vermont Police Department has become the first to voluntarily withdraw from a controversial Pentagon program that helps arm local cops with surplus military vehicles.
That was in Burlington, right, Robert?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great news.
The story came out on the 26th of last month.
Good for them, man. Thanks for calling to share that. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight, Robert. And yeah, I had seen those headlines, and it's actually Vermont's the second place that I've heard of that has refused this militarization, level
Berkeley.
Of militarization. Berkeley, California was the first one to do it. But that was after Keene sort of set the tone, I think, for pushing back against these things. Now, unfortunately, Keene did get theirs. But I think that we had an impact on sort of the national flavor or the zeitgeist. I mean, I don't want to take all the credit for it, but Keene was the first place that really had that pushback.
That MRAP reminds me when the police chief was on talking about the Bearcat. There were a number of activists
on talk radio, or
yeah, here in Keene that called in, and there was kind of like a joke to paint it pink. So it kinda...
That's right. So this is definitely a fake site. It's callthecops.net. I've taken a closer look here. Some of the related news or the top news. Here's one of the headlines. EMS services to start issuing health tickets as preventative care. Articles critical of police patrol operations have pointed out that ambulances don't patrol looking for sick people. EMS administrators see this as an opportunity to practice proactive medicine and provide some needed revenue. Typically, when ambulance crews are not out helping patients, they will do what's called sitting post. The crews park in a parking lot or on a side street to wait for a call to come in. Now some services are going to put crews on health patrol. Chief Frost said, "Preventing a heart attack is much better than transporting someone having one. With that in mind, we'll go out and aggressively help people make proper decisions." In other words, the chief is saying his EMTs and paramedics will be issuing tickets to people making unhealthy decisions. The chief adds, quote, "I think people would rather pay $250 versus the tens of thousands of dollars an ER visit will cost." Some of the examples citations will include known high blood pressure, heart condition, people eating fast foods, known alcoholics in possession of alcohol, people with COPD seen smoking, and a multitude of other issues. So definitely a fake site. It's callthecops.net, and so that was where I saw the headline. Because I wanted to see, because I speculated at the very end in the last segment that this might be the first place where we could be breaking the news about the militarization of fire departments. And there is nothing in the news about this. So I think we may have a scoop here on our hands. We may have scooped the entire rest of the country on this. So look for this to come to a fire department near you. They're probably already applying for the grants for this. If not, they've already received it. And it was just, you know, not reported on.
It's free money, Ian.
It hasn't been reported on because, you know, what's the big deal here, people are going to say. Don't you want to protect the firemen? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What was a joke a year ago on the internet has become reality. They are actually militarizing the fire department. We witnessed this going down during the city council meeting here in Keene last night. I suspect it won't get anything more than a simple two sentences or if that in the local newspaper, because there's usually, you know, there's newspaper reporter and a radio reporter that are in the city council meeting. They'll, you know, make some general report about the things that happened at the city council meeting. And, you know, for them, it's not a big deal. But I think this is a pretty big deal. Like, this is a scary idea that the fire department is being turned into a militaristic force.
Well, I think it's just a waste of money, and it's kind of one of these things that's like, the politicians, I understand why they're doing it, because for them, there's all downside and no upside to saying no. By saying no, the police officers are going to be, or the firefighters are going to be mad at them because you don't care about our lives.
Right.
It's free government money from the federal government, meaning free is that we gave it to the federal government, and then the federal government's giving it back to us. But I actually have an article here from the Chicago Tribune from August 28, 2015. It says, the stubborn Chicago Fire Department brass finally cracked under pressure Friday and dropped their opposition to paramedics wearing bulletproof vests over their uniform shirts. I'm told that Mayor Rahm Emanuel was furiously angry, even for him, with fire officials who made it quite easy for me to write two columns on the issue. And now, so I mean, like, is
so wait, they were opposed.
Yeah, the fire department brass were opposed to the bulletproof vest, and they now have cracked. And so now Chicago Fire Department paramedics will be wearing bulletproof vests over their uniform shirts.
And is that because there was some sort of attacks?
No, not that. I mean, I don't.
Paranoia.
It could be, well, you know, it's like, why not? If you're a politician, you know, we need to do everything to protect our first responders. I mean, you'll notice in political campaigns, there are only three types of government employees. There are police officers, there are firefighters, and there are school teachers.
Teachers, yeah.
Those are the only three types of government employees that exist during political campaigns. The guy who's like the meter inspector, or the guy who makes sure that people under 15 aren't selling Lays in Hawaii, California, or the person who's picking up litter, they're not government employees. There's only three kind: the firefighters, the police officers, and the school teachers.
People get very emotional about those.
I think that they should replace all the aimlesses with Bearcats, and then they can have those little like bomb robots. They can send that little bomb robot in to pull you out, and then they can pull you into the vehicle. That way, they don't expose themselves at all to the outside elements. You know, except
no
I guess,
risk.
Like, exactly. I mean, is it going to get to the point like, okay, like we have to have a security element go with the fire department, and they're going to set up a perimeter and
blast shields.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it'd be like Navy SEALs getting out with their level 4 ballistic armor surrounding the paramedic, and the paramedic will be like the guy that they have a cell of protection. Like the president is walking, he has the Secret Service all around him, so the paramedic is going to be doing the rescue, but we'll have like a force of combat soldiers with M16s and flashbang grenades and long tank rockets.
It'll go into the realm of the totally bizarre, and over time they'll become so militarized they actually will carry weapons, and then they'll just start shooting the fire.
Because that's the thing. I'm looking at this going, well, there are already SWAT officers, police officers, who are trained as paramedics. So in the event of an active shooter, it's usually SWAT paramedics that will go in and administer first aid.
Mm.
And I don't know what, I mean, this is, I just don't understand, like, what are they doing here? And,
you know, there's something to be said, like, if you, like, it's like you're creating this kind of world, like, you have all these negative thoughts, like, it'll become the reality, you know what I mean? So it's like, if you tell, like,
that's why that's scary. I mean, you said this was a waste of money, TJ, and that's true. But it's scary because you're putting those people's minds into
You're telling these people that they're in a war.
Yeah.
That, you know, the public's out to get them. That they need to
There's
wear body armor.
There's a war on cops, which
There's
there isn't.
There's a war on firemen, apparently. There's a war on EMS. You know, so when you tell people, like, you are at war, they're going to be in a totally different mindset. And, you know, they may question, like, well, I'm not going to put myself at risk, like, you know, where we want the fireman to run in there and be heroic and, you know, I don't know, save the child. Like, he'll be like, well, someone could shoot me, or, you know, you don't want him to have that that negative thought reoccurring in his mind.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are purportedly selfless people, right? And of course,
yes, post 9/11, you remember that was the hero of the year, was the 9/11 fireman. That was the biggest costume seller in 2001, was the fireman, the New York fireman. And so firemen and paramedics, they typically, they have a reputation that police officers don't, and that is that police officers, you know, like, you know, a lot of people don't like the police. In fact, you might even hear people say F the police. I've never heard somebody say F the firemen or F the paramedics. Like, I've never heard anybody say those paramedics, they screwed up my life.
But if the firemen start acting like the military, and this is one of the reasons why the police shouldn't be militarized, is because you can certainly make arguments the police are attacked and the police are, you know, in danger and things like that. But the argument against militarizing the police is that it disconnects them even further from their humanity and from their connection to the people they're purportedly serving. Now, we know they're not actually serving us. They're serving the politicians. But, you know, whether it's taking their uniforms going from blue to black, or whether it's putting on dark sunglasses and then further putting on military garb.
You know, there's all kinds of great real life illustrations of this. Like, think about the riots in Ferguson. Like, the initial response was, we're going out there with M16 and all this body armor, and then they brought in a new, and they're basically having like a war zone out there, and they brought in a new commander, and he's like, look, you know, we're going to tone it down. We're not going to be wearing full battle rattle. This is not a war zone. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out and, like, let these people protest, and we're going to try to hear them and try to appear as humans. And it, like, de-escalates the situation.
Yeah. My favorite one was when that Missouri Highway Patrol trooper took his AR-15, and he's pointing at the protesters going, I'm going to boop and kill you. And he's like, I'm like, you know, I wonder if we were to take an AR-15 and go up to a cop and just say, hey, I'm going to boop and kill you.
You'd go to prison for a long time.
No, you wouldn't even have a chance to go to prison. They would return fire
That's
if you
true.
Put a gun right in the... And I thought, yeah, it's very double standard. When the police point guns at us, we're supposed to put up our hands and go, please don't shoot me, Mr. Government.
And there's examples in, like, Iraq and Afghanistan where, you know, like, the U.S. troops are driving around, like, they're not interacting with the public, they're in their full body armor and armored vehicles, and they're rolling through town and they get hit by an IED and, you know, maybe they start shooting everywhere because they don't know and, you know, maybe they kill an innocent person. But there were commanders that were like, look, we're going to do foot patrols. We're not going to, you know, use all this technology. We're just going to meet with the people. And, like, there's real life cases where, like, the people started seeing them as people and said, hey, you know, like, hey, there's an IED over there. Mm. Like, don't go over there. Like, there's a connection that's made where, like, the more militarization, I think, the less...
The more disconnected.
Exactly. And it's going
to
be...
That's going to happen to the fire department. If they keep doing this, if they keep arming up and they continue in the same direction the police have, you're going to have... You'll see it in their demeanor as well. They'll give more orders. They'll bark at people. You know, they'll tell people what to do, and they'll be rude and they'll be nasty compared to maybe being more compassionate and caring.
You know, there's... Maybe TJ would know. There's, like, psychology studies I remember reading, like, even if you do something simple, like you put sunglasses on,
right,
and like people can't see your eyes, like it changes behavior.
Yes.
And that's the police do that.
You're
all the time.
You're thinking of the Zimbardo experiment that was done at the Stanford prisoner experiment. So the very
did they use sunglasses during that?
Yes. Okay. The guards would have sunglasses and the prisoners
indoors.
And this was a very. I mean, what was amazing? I'll tell you more. Like, I mean, it's probably too long for this radio show, but maybe some other night I'll talk about the Zimbardo experiment.
That's a fascinating experiment.
Oh yes, well it is. It's actually very fascinating because it reveals a lot about just the act of you're a prison guard. And these guys who were given no instructions on how to behave.
College students,
they started acting in a sadistic manner because the idea of, well, a prison guard is supposed to act this way, and they just started being sadistic. And that was what was revealing about it. It was like, they didn't have to say, go out and act sadistic. The idea of, I'm a prison guard, this is how I'm supposed to behave, was just intuitively put in there by some cultural osmosis.
There's a great website Zimbardo actually launched years ago that goes step by step through the experiment and
yes.
You know, links to photos and you know what it kind of takes you through the whole process until the very end when he had to be shaken out of it by his wife because Zimbardo himself had fallen into the role of prison warden and was, you know...
Well,
that,
he was like, look at this. This is so fascinating. The students are abusing the other students. And it's like, wait a minute.
He had gone off the deep end
I'm amazed. Look at they're torturing each other. Isn't this fascinating? This is going to make a great paper. And it's like, hold on, sir, professor, you kind of have to... They're torturing each other.
Yeah,
you need to kind of stop the experiment.
Right. He'd gotten out of the realm of what was acceptable for scientific experimentation, like experimentation. Our toll-free number, if you want to comment, whether it's on the shootings and explosions in France or militarizing the fire department, do it. ...is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. No joke. The militarization of the fire department is underway. It's happening here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, and it's odds are that this isn't the first place that has been given a grant from the Department of Homeland Security.
No, in fact, it's happened in the Chicago. We just read in the Chicago Tribune that they are now going to have the EMTs will be wearing bulletproof vests over their uniforms, and that was in the Chicago Tribune.
Wow. And so this is happening. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Armed Truth. Listening in California, you're on Free Talk Live. Armed Truth.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I haven't heard your show. I've been at work, but I'm sure you guys touched on it, the whole attack today in Paris and everything.
Yeah, we spent the first 2 hours on it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I apologize if I...
No, no apologies necessary.
Just thinking, you know, we're basically the way to handle it, either way, you know, I think we're going to be screwed. You know, you look at it either, you go in and you go to war, start blowing everybody up. People are going to hate you because you're going to kill their children. You don't do anything and try to lay back, which is more what I'm for, is take everything back. But the problem is then all these refugees are going to be screwed and they're going to radicalize and hate you. And it seems like it's almost a no-win situation.
No. Why would they hate you?
Yeah, why would the refugees hate you for not bombing their country?
Not necessarily hate you, but because they're going to be upset that we didn't take them in. It's already happened.
Well, that would be the reason they'd be upset then, right? So that's a problem with immigration. People should be able to come here. I agree that, you know, the refugees or whoever should be able to come here because...
Oh, now our lines are really going to light up, Ian. You said immigration. You said that those people with different colored skins should be able to come to our country.
So the other choice that you didn't mention, Armed Truth, would be to not invade other countries and to allow people to come to this country. Then no one has any reason to be angry.
No, and I agree. That's what I am for, but realistically, that's not going to happen. And what I see is what they're going to do is either, they're going to bomb them, obviously.
Well, right now you've got the worst of both sides, right? So now you've got bombings and immigration restrictions. So there's all kinds of reasons to hate the U.S. government.
Yeah, and I just see that, you know, it's going to be hard. And a border, you know, it all goes down to, and it is true, is it's not a war against Islam. It's a war against a tiny, minute part of people who have twisted the religion of Islam to suit what they want to achieve.
Well, and, well, can you think, like, maybe in the last 30 years or so, or 40 years, can you think of any intervention that went well? I mean, like,
no,
maybe you
I'm
could...
No, I am not for, just bottom line, I am not for government intervention at all. I'm just saying of what has happened that has created. No intervention has gone well at all. They're all terrible. They're no longer wars. They're, you know, we're going on, what do they call them?
Occupations?
You know,
it's, yeah, no, it's war in air quotes. See, we don't have war. We have war in air quotes.
Well, because they have to declare war, which they haven't done since the
40s. They don't
want to
do that. They don't want to do that because everybody knows it's worthless. Everything, you know, it started with Vietnam, and that had created problems in itself. And every intervention that we do to help, you know, we went in after 9/11, destroyed the Middle East, and lit it on fire, thinking we'll give these people democracy because everybody wants to believe democracy is this almighty way of, you know, governing everything, which it's not. That didn't work. So then they thought, oh, well, these group of people are trying to rise up and they say they want democracy. You know, we'll help them. And then the Arab Spring happened, which that on its own destroyed the Middle East. And it created this power vacuum. And every time we try to put our foot in or a hand and do something, it just creates more problems. And it's just getting worse and worse.
Well, one of the things I think a lot of the people in the Middle East are really pissed about is the Western world is propping up, you know, brutal dictators. And, like, the Arab Spring, I'm sure there are a lot of folks in the Western world that were probably like, we have to stop this. We got to keep this person in power. When, you know, like, if you look at Vietnam, it, like, after the intervention is, like, when things started improving. Like, if you went back in, like, 1970 and you told, like, the average American, like, yeah, and 20 years, they're going to be capitalists, and you'll be able to visit there, and they're not going to kill you. And, you know, people have been like, no, you're crazy, you know. It's like the West needs to, I guess, you know, we need to be, like, let these people leave, come to our country if they want to, let them build a better life.
Absolutely. There's plenty of space.
Let's quit bombing them or giving weapons to this group or this money to this dictator. And
James Cleveland for president.
There's just all kinds of...
I have a question, though. So let's say, just to play devil's advocate here, let's say we do that, right? We allow people to immigrate. We let them do whatever they want. But
like
what happens then if out of this grouping, these people elect someone who then is, you know, let's say they want ISIS. These people have ISIS for them. And then after a while, you know, we let them do whatever. Let's say ISIS starts killing them all and going on a rampage like they are now and trying to take over. What, you know, in that point, what do you think?
Well, talk about a ridiculous what-if conspiracy theory. I mean, look,
what's to prevent radical Christians from doing that? Or radical environmentalists? You know,
I agree. But
there's crazy people everywhere.
So here's the solution. You just ignore the government and you don't do what they say. So, you know, just forget about the federal government. Let's secede from the United States. And then you don't have to worry about them taking over the federal government. I mean, look, the fear about what might happen is not reason to restrict people's freedoms. You know, with freedom comes risk. With freedoms comes risk, and I, for one, would rather take the risk and be free than be worried about what might happen.
And another thing is, like let's say that we approach this from a humanitarian perspective where instead of, like, bombing people and killing them, we're actually, like, helping them, giving them food, giving them clothing, letting them, leave an oppressive dictatorship. They might be happy and say, you know, like, oh, these people did us right, as opposed to, oh, they're propping up this guy that I really don't like who is imprisoning me and killing my family and neighbors, you know, like some dictator. You know, like the U.S. is seen as the enemy for good reason.
And by the way, I'd like to point out, we do not have a free market in citizenship. So, like, in a free market, I'm an American citizen. I would like to be able to sell my American citizenship to the highest bidder on the world market. And we could trade, like, they could become an American citizen and I could become a Saudi citizen. We could swap passports. But we can't do that because the federal government of the United States said, I cannot sell my citizenship. Nobody else can buy it. In fact, it's illegal for me to take money. If I want to marry somebody from Saudi Arabia for like $50,000, make them an American citizen, that's illegal. So we don't even have, one of the problems is we don't need immigration restrictions if we didn't have a social welfare program, if we didn't have public schools, if we didn't have food stamps, if we didn't have TANF and WIC and SNAP and all these other public governmental assistance programs. If it was a free market, people could come here, start a business, no license or government permission needed, and if the market wasn't supporting more people, people wouldn't come here.
You're a dreamer. I like that.
Yeah, I know. I'm very starry-eyed.
Just real quick, I'll put this out here.
You for president.
Thanks, Armed Truth. Appreciate the call.
So let's say that you bring in 10,000 Muslim people, and there's one bad apple, there's one terrorist. Well, if the 9,999 are now happy, they may rat out the guy. Say, this guy's dangerous. You know, we need
already have had people in mosques who have called people in mosques have called the federal government to let them know that there are.
There was this white guy. Oh, I love this story.
Hold the thought. I want to get to it, but we want to get Michelle 7 on the line here. Michelle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Well, you know, my son Faisal, who has an Arabic father, his father's Saudi Arabian and Egyptian, is over in France right now, you know, where 140 people have been killed thus far. And it really, to me, I've been all over the world and I've spent a lot of time with Islamic people, obviously. And the problem is not the migration of people, but rather forcing one group to have to financially support another. And we saw, and also like regarding schools and stuff, public schools naturally, when you have English as a second language students coming in and having to make special treatment for them, et cetera. And so it's really comes down to, once again, the government intervention being the being the problem on the micro level, not just the macro level. So the resentments that build because I'm taxed in order to pay for these people who don't want to stay where they are and fight for themselves, that rather are going to slip in here. That person who's saying, let's give them food, you go give them food, you give them shelter, you go give them, I've done plenty. I've paid my dues. I'm not interested in, if I don't want to pay them, I don't want those monies to be extracted from me. But I see no problem with people voluntarily anteing up and supporting humans. I think that's great. I just don't want to have you and me have to be forced to pay for it, you know?
And I would agree with that. And, you know what the solution is not. It's not we need to round these people up and put them in internment camps like they did the Japanese or we'll put them on reservations like the Indians. That's how you create terrorists.
Good call, Michelle. Great final thoughts for the show tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I hope you're well. It has been Ian and James and TJ the Spy in the studio here tonight. Thank you, gentlemen.
I hope you'll have us back.
We certainly will if you'll be here.
Oh, I will.
Same time.
Same bat channel.
All right. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime...
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.